is on the line.
Hello?
Hello?
Did you have fun with the hydrofoil?
Yeah, it's really terrific.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested in using it sometime. I'll do it right after the convention.
They tell me the Potomac isn't really very good for it.
No, well, I'm going to take it to Florida.
Yeah, that's very
good. Right. Could I want to go over a couple of brief questions, if I can.
Certainly.
First, with regard to the... I'm just checking the numbers and things now. I use the term hundreds of draft evaders. Is it thousands or hundreds?
Certainly not thousands.
I think I could say hundreds and get away with it, couldn't I?
Absolutely.
All right, I'll just say hundreds. Who at least have gone to Canada and that place. They're not...
I'm sure it's only hundreds.
Well, I think it's as well to say hundreds. I don't want to say thousands, you
see.
That's right. All right, fine. Second point. You remember we had that... You suggested a line in about standing by our Europe and Asia and so forth. I put in a very good line on it. And the point is, you said Europe and Asia. Allies, shouldn't I say allies in Europe, Asia, and Latin America? Or do we have allies in Latin America?
We don't, strictly speaking, have allies in...
Let's don't call them that, then.
But I don't mind having it in them.
Why don't we say Europe, Asia, and Latin America?
It can do no harm.
Yeah. I mean, basically... We have the Alliance for Progress and the statement of Caracas and all that sort of thing. But I agree they're not allies. But if you prefer not, we'll leave it out. I just wonder if the Latins might not appreciate... Why don't we just say our allies and friends?
That's right. That would be the best.
I'd say our allies and friends in Europe, Asia. I'm not going to mention Africa. Good God, that's going too far. Do you mind just saying Europe, Asia, and Latin America? See,
have no allies in Africa.
Yeah, and very few friends. Okay, I got it. Second, the final point is one that we discussed, but that I come back to again. You remember I said that regardless of how the negotiations come out, that we can, that we now know by the way that the South Vietnamese have met the offensive of the enemy, that they, I mean, you said they have the capacity to defend themselves without the help of fighting men. I wonder if that doesn't have the problem that with air power still going in, that it's an overstatement.
Yeah.
Remember, it's true the fighting men on the ground, you see, but we've already mentioned that. And you remember I had it that I said they will soon have the capacity.
Well, maybe we should put soon back in.
You see what I mean? I know it's stronger the other way, but it doesn't hurt it any to say soon.
It doesn't hurt it.
Because that really means, well, we'll be getting out pretty soon. That's what I was really trying to say. Okay.
Right.
I'll put soon in. Okay, Henry. That's all I have.
Right, Mr. President. I think
Thank you.
Be a very strong speech. Dobrynin was very fascinating about Vietnam. He said he wanted us to know they were really eager to get it settled.
Good. Was he?
Yeah, that when Lee Dak Tho came through Moscow, he did see a Politburo member, but only the fifth one, number five, that Brezhnev and the others, even though they were there, wouldn't see him.
Mm.
And that they're playing it very stupidly.
Mm.
They're still hoping we will make additional concessions.
Yeah. The Russians are?
No, the North Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah. But the Russians want the damn thing settled. I don't think they ever did until we went over there, but I think they do now.
Well, they did ever since about April when they realized
yeah.
it was really risking their relations with us.
Well, sure, that's what I mean. That's right.
No question.
As long as it would irritate us without irritating their relations on bigger things, it was okay. But now it's that way around.
Exactly.
And frankly, I think the Chinese think the same thing.